Now, you've heard on the news, on our news, that a study into the River Feel has found that practices by the forestry and farming sectors are the major reasons for its decline in water quality. The Feel, which flows through North Cork, Limerick and North Kerry, was once regarded as among the country's most outstanding salmon and sea trout rivers, but in recent times, fish numbers have declined. It finds that contamination by pesticides and herbicides are major causes of pollution. The study was carried out by engineering and environmental consultants Malachy Walsh and Partners. To bring us more details of the report's findings, we're joined by Trasa Murphy. Trasa, who commissioned this report, first of all?
Gerry, because the River Feel spans three counties, there are several community development organisations, including NEWKD and IRD Duhallow, and local community development committees of Kerry, Limerick and Cork County Council involved. But we understand the lead organisation that commissioned the study was the community development organisation West Limerick Resources. Malachy Walsh and Partners were commissioned to establish the likely causes of the decline in the River Feel's water quality. The report's title is River Feel Catchment Management Baseline Data Collection and Desktop Study, and I should say that the report was given to us by Brendan Danaher, who's PRO of the Mount Collins and Brusna Anglers Association, who are among the angling groups who were consulted and took part in the survey and gave their opinions and insights into what has caused such decline in the river, in the quality of water in the river.
Okay, the study finds that agricultural and commercial forestry practices are significant factors in affecting water quality in the field. Are there any particular practices outlined?
Now, the study says that the principal land use in the study area are grass and commercial timber production, and the use of pesticides, and by pesticides we include herbicides that target weeds and unwanted plants, and insecticides that kill insects. Well, the report says this pesticide contamination of the upper field catchment is a significant problem. Pesticide elevation, according to the report, is attributed to the use of the MCPA herbicide, which is used in treating rushes on marginal land, and on an insecticide called cypermethrin, which is used to control a type of beetle, the large pine weevil, which is a threat to coniferous non-native trees in commercial plantations in this area. Malachy Walsh and Partners report says cypermethrin is extremely toxic to aquatic life. Cuilta, the state commercial forestry business, and the Irish Forestry Unit Trust, the country's largest private forestry owner, have been given a derogation to use cypermethrin, so its use is legal, we need to say. The report says that land use in the uplands of the study area, which covers North Cork, North Kerry and parts of Limerick, is mainly commercial forestry. And it says forestry activities, including construction of roads and the fertilisation of young trees, and we're talking here about mostly non-native Sitka spruce and lodgepole pine and larches, have resulted in heavy siltation and excessive nutrients in surface water bodies in the area. And the study warns that any increase in commercial forestry cover would likely constitute a significant decline in biodiversity and water quality deterioration.
Okay, the report also finds that widespread commercial forestry has other environmental consequences in the River Feel catchment.
It says that the plantation of coniferous species has helped contribute to peat slides in the area. According to the report, these peat slides or landslides are attributed to heavy rainfall combined with physical changes to peat, which have been brought about by commercial forestry.
Okay, that's forestry. Now, the agriculture sector's use of herbicide has been identified as a cause of pollution in the field, but the Malachy Walsh and Partners report finds that other farming practices have factors as well.
Yeah, the report says that agriculture is recognised as the most pervasive pressure on water quality ahead of forestry. The number one contributing factor to pollution in the River Feel are certain agricultural practices. The study has found that farmers' spreading of fertilisers and manure, as well as direct discharges or runoff from yards, are also affecting water quality. The report's authors say it's clear from surveys undertaken that agriculture is having a negative impact on water quality, and that some serious breaches of environmental legislation were noted in their field surveys.
Okay, what sort of breaches?
Well, the report makes references to disturbances of the riverbed, which are offences, which are criminal offences, unless permission is granted by Inland Fisheries Ireland to carry out work in any area where there'd be disturbance to the spawning and nursing areas for salmon. We also should say salmon, lampreys and habitats are protected by the EU Habitats Directive. Sewage fungus was found in water as a result of pollution of agricultural origin. And all this pollution impacts not just on fish, but other aquatic and animal life. The report says that bank erosion in the Feel catchment is having a devastating effect on the survival of the kingfisher, as it requires steep riverbanks to build nests. It's also affecting the dipper and the sand martin.
Aside from agriculture and forestry, are there any other causes for pollution of the Feel?
The report found in surveys carried out that Feel surveys that are carried out for the report that many septic tanks of households within the River Feel catchment were overflowing directly to drains, streams and rivers with little or no treatment. And the survey also found dumping sites adjacent to water courses that posed a risk of contamination. For example, the dumping of batteries, oil, detergents, pesticides or other chemicals.
Okay, what impact does all this have on drinking water?
The report, which to say again was published in August 2021, so it was published last year, says that Irish Water and the Environmental Protection Agency said that priority action is needed for the Abbey Feel drinking water supply due to pesticide levels in the water there exceeding EU drinking water standards on a persistent basis for four or more months during the pesticide spraying season. Now, I contacted the EPA and Irish Water for the current situation. I'm waiting for a response from Irish Water, but the EPA says that the Abbey Feel public water supply was previously on its remedial action list for exceeding persistent pesticide levels in 2016 and 2017. So the EPA issued a legally binding direction to Irish Water 5 years ago, obliging them to undertake actions to address this problem with pesticide levels. And the EPA says since then there's been no exceedance of pesticide levels notified to them since October 2018 for the Abbey Feel water supply. Now, recently, there was a boil water notice for the Abbey Feel water supply for 7 days from June 25th to July 1st. But the EPA says this was due to high turbidity in water, which is caused by rapid changes in raw water quality. Now, turbidity, it's a measure of how clear the water is. And if there's high turbidity in drinking water, it can shield bacteria or other organisms so that chlorine can't disinfect water as effectively as it should. Now, the EPA has carried out an audit of this incident and is carrying out an audit of that original audit. So the results should be on the EPA's website in the next 6 weeks or so.
Okay, now the report was done and finished in August of last year. Why hasn't it been made public?
We don't know that. As you said, the document indicates that it was completed in August last year. Brendan Danaher, PRO of Mount Collins and Brosna Anglers Association, gave the report to us here in Radio Kerry because he's frustrated in the delay in its findings being made public, and he felt it was important that it be put out there in the public interest. But we don't know. We've contacted the organisations, and I should say that a number of key staff who would know are on holidays this time of year. It's probably the worst time of year to try and get in contact with any organisation with so many people off. But hopefully we will get answers as to why there has been a delay in making the report public.
Okay, what recommendations did the Malachy Walsh and Partners report make?
Well, it recommends changing land use and or land use and land practices that substantially reduce pollutants into water courses. And its other recommendations include that for commercial forestry, that coniferous trees shouldn't be planted next to water courses. And the report says planting native species of woodlands should be considered. The report says native species like oak, ash and hazel are capable of producing valuable timber and would thrive in the North Kerry, Limerick, North Cork area. It also says there needs to be better enforcement of regulations and in such areas, including relating to the spreading of slurry and monitoring water quality and ensuring water quality. Instead of rock armouring in long river banks, willows should be grown to prevent erosion. There should be low intensity farming, the report says, with little or no fertiliser use to promote a more diverse grassland, and it's healthier for livestock. Hedgerows, the report says, are also important for the environment, so field enlargement should be discouraged. This is because hedges act as flooding controls and trap silt and soil particles, which would otherwise clog up fish spawning grounds. And there should be an eradication of invasive species, particularly Japanese knotweed, as some rivers in the catchment are being badly infested by it. Cuilta should also consider restoring peat habitat in line with the National Peatland Strategy, as it says this report from Malachy Walsh and Partners. And finally, county councils should consider preventing river access to machinery from public roads. As Malky Walsh and Partners report says, found that they were regularly used to attract water and that the river may also be used to wash out machinery. Malky Walsh and Partners report says this report constitutes the beginning of an engaged process on what do we want from our agricultural and forestry systems and how land and landscape management can be used to improve water quality throughout the field catchment.
Yeah, and that feeds in directly to so many of the issues being debated and talked about at government. If you talk about what's been recommended there, you're talking about things that are recommended that go directly against the commercial realities of farming. And Quilch's own plan for the increase in forestry and how much Sika spruce will be used over the next number of years. So easy said, maybe not so easy done, but certainly something needs to be done. We'll see where it goes from here, Trasa, and we will be getting more on this, I'd imagine, as the days and weeks go by.
Yes, we will. And thank you for your time, Gerry.